And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 25th edition. Got a six-game main slate to break down for you. There's a three-game early slate. We are not going to cover that one here on the show. But if you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We can help you out there. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. We'd appreciate it. And if you guys are watching it on the old YouTube, give the old thumbs up and add a comment in the comment section. That'd be great as well. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. Two slates, lots of fun action there. We did pretty well on the overall picks, so hopefully you guys got it done. We're going to get you in and out real quick on a six-game slate here. Your totals on the six-game slate: Reds, Phillies, 8.5. White Sox, Orioles, 8.5. Rockies, Mets, 7. Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9. Twins, Astros, 8.5. Yankees, A's, 7.5. So a couple high totals, then some pitching. So we got that going for us on this six-gamer. Pitching on this slate, yeah, Jacob DeGrom facing the Rockies on their first game out of Coors Field. That's usually a recipe for massive success. DeGrom went up to 95 pitches his last time out, which is outstanding. 9 Ks yet again. Dude's a beast. I don't really have to go too deep on this. He's by far and away the top play on this slate. Should be quite popular. So if you want to fade him, you can, but it's one of those you might want to just eat the chalk and move along. You can pivot to Aaron Nola at 10K if you want, but it's DeGrom's world and we're all living in it. Still a really good spot for Nola at home against Cincinnati, a Cincinnati team that put some runs on the board against the Phillies bullpen on Wednesday, but the starting pitching did pretty well. Cincinnati striking out over 24% of the time versus righties with an 81 WRC plus this past month. So Nola's still very, very much in play, but it's far and away Jacob DeGrom if you're paying 10K or above. Now, a good tournament play that might get overlooked in this range is Kevin Gausman at $9,600, coming off a huge 31 points at the New York Yankees after a couple scuffling starts against Cleveland and Minnesota. It's been very up and down for Kevin Gausman, but you get a Boston Red Sox team that was missing some key bats on Wednesday night. We saw Jose Barrios deal against them. They're striking out 22.5% of the time the past month versus righties with an 89 WRC plus. Kevin Gausman is an ace and could go overlooked on this slate with DeGrom up top, potentially even Nola. So Gausman at 96 is a very, very good spot as well, hopefully coming in at low ownership on this slate. Now, if you want to slide down, your options are Jameson Taillon, $7,500 against the Oakland Athletics. We just want to keep targeting the A's. Taillon's been a little up and down of late, giving up 3 runs in 3 straight starts. Strikeouts have not been high, but you get an Oakland offense in Oco Coliseum, striking out 23% of the time this past month with a 223 average, 100 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. So it's definitely a spot you can go to for Jameson Taillon if you want to save some cash at $7,500. Other than that, there's really not a ton down here. Like, I'm always a Cutter Crawford fan, but we saw him get blown up his last time out. He's facing Toronto, who's been kind of hitting the skids of late. So if you want to go Crawford at 61, you can. Jordan Lyles has been very up and down this year. He's 67 on a small slate. I can see the appeal there as well. But ideally, I might just pay up for pitching. You got DeGrom at 10.8, Nola 10,000, Gausman 96. Like them all. Taillon at 75 is a good value play for you as well if you want to go that direction. Bats on this six-game slate. Told you we'll be in and out. Phillies are red hot. JT Realmuto is even hotter. Another like 22 points on a home run on Wednesday. Great play at $5,400 versus Justin Dunn. Dunn's a good young pitcher, but a lot of erraticness. Phillies are red hot. Realmuto, phenomenal play if paying up at $5,400. Otherwise, save some cash. Pick your poison. Jose Trevino at 3K, if you want to go down there. Shea Langeliers at $2,800, still very cheap versus Jameson Taillon. So I like that value if you are looking to pay up at pitching. Langeliers is a very, very good value there in that matchup. A lot of swing and miss in his game, but a lot of pop as well. So that's where I'd be looking for now at the catcher's position. First base, Big Meat Pete, the Polar Bear. The Mets are a very good play versus Feltner of Colorado. Big Meat Pete, 52 hundo, is in play for you. Got Reese Hoskins at 46, coming off a nice game on Monday night. Jose Abreu is continually starting to get going here. So 4K versus Jordan Lyles, a bit of a savings in that one. Ryan Mountcastle at 39 versus Lynn. If you want to target Lance Lynn, not the worst thing you can do either. So you got a little bit of value here. Going down farther, though, it's bleak to say the least. Franchi Cordero, if you're feeling real frisky, he did a 2-run home run Wednesday. He's 2K, but it's versus Kevin Gausman, so I'm not in love with it. So probably paying up at least $3,900 or more at the first base position. Second base for you, Altuve versus Chris Archer at 52. Houston's very, very much in play. So I guess if you want a value on this small slate, Yuli Gurriel's 3,100 versus Chris Archer. So you can go that route as well. I mentioned Altuve at 52. Jeff McNeil's only 43 versus Feltner. Jane Segura's only 4K versus Dunn. A couple nice price points there at the second base position. A couple other savings you can make. Santiago Espinal, Nick Maton, for Philadelphia. Second base outfield, he's $3,100. That's a good value if you want to get some Philadelphia action. Nick Maton at $3,100 is a good value on this slate. And I think that's going to do it at the position. Yeah, like Nick Allen from Oakland's 2K, Sheldon Noisy's 2K, Jonah Bride of Oakland's 2K. They're all in the lineup. They're cheap, but not in love with them unless you just want to say screw it on punting to get pitching. Then you can go one of those two. Third base position, you can go Devers if you want versus Gosman. Like Bregman at 49 is somewhere I'd really like to look versus Archer. I like that quite a bit. Don't mind Chapman versus Crawford as well, but I prefer the Bregman play there. You got Alec Boehm at $4,200 hitting third in that Phillies lineup. So if you're stacking, that's a good spot to get some Alec Boehm, only in a stack, not in a one-off as we talk about. If you're fading Jordan Lyles, you want him on Cotto's been very inconsistent, but on the small slate at $3,100, I can get behind that. Same with Brett Beatty. It's been a rough start to his major league career, but he's $3,500 or $2,500 for Feltner. So Beatty could be a bit of a value in a potential big spot there as well. Shortstop, you got Frenchie Lindor at 58. Love that play. Love Lindor, the way he's swinging it. But in reality, save some cash. Bryson Stott at 39 is phenomenal. Great price point. Same with Jorge Mateo at 38. So like shortstop, save some money. Bryson Stott's probably one of my best plays at that price point. Don't mind Mateo either at 38. So couple good pieces of savings right there. And then again, like I'll keep mentioning, Gunnar Henderson should be up any day for Baltimore. He's 2K if he gets the call, and that'd be a great time to get the call on a slate like this. Outfield, you got tons of options, but the Schwarbaum at 6K is very solid. Yordan Alvarez as well at 5,500 is one I like quite a bit. You got don't mind Starling Marte. So some good pay-up spots. Even Cedric Mullins will probably get overlooked on this slate. He's $5,100 versus Lance Lynn. So that's an angle you can go to. Kyle Tucker kind of got a little bit of bump. He's up to 4,800 now, getting off that 4,300, 4,400, 4,500 world. Still a great spot versus Archer. Anthony Santander at 47, having a great second half of the season. So some pay-up spots there, but as usual, you'll have some savings in the outfield. Nick Castellanos, 41, if you're stacking Philly, I can get behind that. But Benintendi, like leading off for the Yankees, he's 3,800. Tyler Naquin at 38 versus Feltner. A couple pieces of value for you on that one. Going to the low 3Ks, mentioned Nick Maton already, $3,100 for Philadelphia. He's one I look at. If you're fading Tyon, Seth Brown, he's first base outfield eligible. He's $2,900, so that could be a potential savings. If you want to roll the dice against Nola, Jake Fraley at 27 is a good value. He's playing very, very well, and he's got some speed upside to you as well to kind of get you some more DFS points. Other than that, it's a bleak slate, to say the least. So we're going to leave it at those ones on this slate. Recapping your pitching, told you we'll be in and out on this slate. You got DeGrom at 10-8, phenomenal, top play. Nola at 10K, don't mind. Gossman at 96, I like a lot. Like in a perfect world, if I can go DeGrom, Gossman, I'll be very, very happy. Jameson Taillon at 75 is your cheap play if you need him. Lyles and Crawford are in play based on the lineups, but I prefer the Taillon punt if you're not just going Gossman and DeGrom. That's where I prefer to go. If you're stacking, I don't mind some White Sox and Orioles. That could be an interesting game stack in that matchup. Prefer the Baltimore side, honestly, to be a little different in that one. Philadelphia is still one of my top stacks yet again tonight. It's going to be a great, great spot there. You could target Cutter Crawford if you want, but I don't think you need to. Love the Mets versus Feltner. They'd be just behind Philadelphia for me. Houston versus Archer is also a great spot. So Philly, the Mets, and Houston is where I'd really like to go. The Yankees are in play too, but Philadelphia, Houston, New York, that's my three main spots there. And that Baltimore-Chicago White Sox game could be a bit interesting as well. So I told you, we'll be in and out. Six games, main slate. You have a three-game early. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric, or hit us up in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord. But six-game main slate's all we're looking at for this Thursday night. If you guys give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify, I'd appreciate it. And if you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. That'd be great as well. But that'll do it. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow night with another edition of Quick Hits. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 25th edition in the books. I'm out.